dictation for Terry, T-E-R-R-I, Breidinger, B-R-E-I-D-I-N-G-E-R. May 21st, 58, addresses a letter to Crystal Morrissey, M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y-P-A-C, 875-5023. Dear Mrs. Morrissey, follow-up for Mrs. Breidinger with Law Magnesium. I haven't seen her since October 2020 in the hospital. At that time, there was acute kidney injury for severe dehydration in relation to medications, including diuretics, aldactone, ARB, Benicar. There was no activity in the urine for blood, protein, or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. She has prior imaging showing bilateral small kidneys without obstruction. She has chronic low magnesium, at least since 1996, detected by Dr. Craig Postman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N, cardiology, has been on magnesium replacement, has diarrhea for the last 5 years, which I wonder if it could be related to either gallbladder surgery or the use of PPI Nexion, N-E-X-I-U-N, presently 20 milligrams. She has a hiatal hernia, follows with hematology, Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, received magnesium infusion in a weekly basis based on results. Her symptoms for muscle cramping when magnesium is too low, a new diagnosis of fibromyalgia for what now she's taking Lidica. There has been some weight loss, denies vomiting dysphagia, says to be eating healthy, denies blood melena, abdominal pain, no fever, no urinary symptoms, infection, cloudiness of blood, good volume, she keeps hydration. She has a B-cell lymphoma, which appears apparently is on remission. Presently, no chemotherapy. Denies chest pain palpitations. Denies syncope, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND. Blood pressure at home is normal. Next paragraph, medication review, takes allopurinol, aspirin, Nexium, vitamin D, Lidica, folic acid, iron, magnesium, estrogen patches, no anticoagulation, no beta blockers, takes antiarrhythmic Rhythmol, R-H-Y-T-H-M-O-L, now cardiologist Dr. Alkik, A-L-K-K-I-E-K. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 144, 100 on the right, 150 over 90 on the left. She says white coat hypertension, alert or intestine 3, no respiratory distress, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no palpable phylo lymph nodes or JVD, no carotid bruits, lungs are clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no arrhythmia, no ascites tenderness or masses, no edema or neurological deficits. Next paragraph, most recent magnesium, this is from February, 1.6, historically between 1.4 and 1.5. There has been mild anemia around 12, low normal white blood cell, normal platelet count, normal kidney function. Sodium between low and normal, normal potassium acid base, normal albumin, calcium, normal liver testing, normal phosphorus. urine without activity for blood protein or cells. Next paragraph. A prior kidney ultrasound, 9.6 right, 8.8 left without obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Low magnesium, presently normal kidney function, normal electrolyte, acid base, nutrition, calcium, and phosphorus. She has diarrhea the last number 5 years. Concern for gastrointestinal losses. The effect of PPI that blocks the magnesium absorption. The gallbladder surgery that causes the diarrhea. We need to assess if she has normal renal preservation of magnesium or she has renal magnesium wasting. She's doing chemistries on a weekly basis. I'm requesting her to do a fractional excretion of magnesium in the urine. If magnesium runs low, do not do it if the levels are normal. That will allow us to go, that will allow us to understand the mechanism that this is happening and appropriate treatment. I did not change present magnesium replacement. We discussed about potentially stopping PPIs, but she says that her symptoms of reflux are very severe when she's not taking these medicines. Alternative treatment with Pepcid and Zantac apparently does not control symptoms. At the same time, this diarrhea apparently was post gallbladder surgery, and if this diarrhea is potentially can be treated with cholestyramine, we will advise further on with results of the urine. Only should discuss with the patient enter dictation.